Good afternoon, everyone. It is Saturday the 18th, I think, of October. I just want to reply to a post I've just listened to by Daylight Gambler about friendship. And I know exactly where you're coming from. I don't think I'm a very good friend for the most part. People always try and keep in touch with me, and I've been always known and notorious and infamous for being absolutely, totally hopeless at keeping in touch. Now, this is partly with some friends I've known since secondary school, and every year a group of them, or it used to be us, get together at one of their... We live all over the country. There's one in Worcester, Coventry, Reading, Swansea, you know, really quite spread out. And of course, as me down here on the fringes of Kent and southeast London, and we host a get together. It's usually on a Saturday in the summer, like June, July time, before everyone goes away on holiday. And if you travel quite far, like say I was to travel to Swansea, I would probably stay the weekend. Now, I haven't been to this get-together since 2010. The last time I went with it was in Reading, and I just went for the day. And it's been very nice over the years because we've all got to know each other's children that way, because we don't see each other regularly because of the distance mainly. And, you know, the children have grown up knowing one another. And it's quite sad now that I haven't been, because they don't really know one another anymore. And actually, the children don't take part now. I mean, the children of the host family are often around, but the others don't bother going with them because they're teenagers or they're 20 or whatever, and they don't want to go to parents' old friends anymore, which in a way is quite sad. But I haven't been the last 4 years for various reasons. What's happened over the last 4 years... 2011, I was in a real upheaval moving here. 2012, I was all caught up in getting my husband to the UK and all stuff like that. And, you know, it just, things just get in the way. 2013, we'd had the fire. I'd just started on dialysis again. It was the immigration stuff. And this year, for health reasons, really, I didn't go. But this year, what we did, I actually called them on the day. They had it on a Sunday this year, which is quite unusual. I actually called them. I did a FaceTime call with them and spoke to all of them, which was really nice. And it made me realise then as well how much I miss them, really. I miss them being part of my life, and I always come away with these good intentions that I'm going to keep in touch, and I feel inspired if I see them and I think, oh yeah, you know. And unfortunately with me, I just can't seem to make it happen. The same with family. 3 or 4 years ago, we went to my auntie's funeral. It was my dad's oldest sister. It shouldn't have been a happy occasion because obviously she died, but I hadn't seen her for a long time. She was suffering from dementia because she's quite a lot older than my dad. And really, I hate to use this cliche, but it was a blessed release. So we had the get-together afterwards in a hotel. And I saw some of my cousins, and it was absolutely fantastic, you know. And I said, we'll keep in touch. And we haven't. Oh, we'll have to meet up. We'll have to arrange to meet up. And we didn't. Unfortunately, I think the one of the reasons for that, I had their email address, one of my cousins' email addresses on a bit of paper, which I lost. And the other thing was, shortly after that, that was in the May 2010, I think it was. Yeah, again, 2010 seems to be my cut-off point. And then in the July, we heard that one of my cousins, who's a bit younger than me, had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, she kept it all hush-hush. As far as we know, she's fine now, because we would have heard otherwise, but she didn't really... I think it just made her not want to keep in touch with anybody, so that, unfortunately, went out the window as well. But it was, you know, I came back buzzing from it, thinking, oh, my family, I really miss them. We used to see a lot of them when we were younger, you know. We must keep in touch. And it's a real shame. I wish I was a better friend, and now, excuse me, more than ever, because of health issues, mean I can't travel so much. Well, not really that much at all, only locally, without a big palaver of having to arrange to have all my dialysis equipment delivered somewhere. And travelling, say, down to Swansea's a bit of an ordeal, really. It's quite a long train journey. I've done it, but not recently. And, you know, I do regret that I didn't make the most of these things when I could have done. You know, I could have gone down there, always saying, oh, come and stay with us. And I've always got some reason why I couldn't. Oh, I've got to get someone to look after the animals, and which is a true reason. It's not an excuse, but, you know, if I'd really thought about it and planned, I could have made arrangements for someone to come in and feed my cats, or, you know, whatever. I'd have to get my small dog down to my parents for the weekend so they could look after him and things like that. They're not insurmountable problems, but they take a bit of planning and effort, and I suppose I just didn't really do either. And so now I can't really do these things, and I wish I had. I'm not saying I'll never be able to do them again, because I'm sure I will, especially if we get a car. Obviously, eventually, I wouldn't think that we'll be driving down to Swansea anytime soon, because it's a long old haul, really, but we could do shorter journeys like to Reading or Coventry or whatever. Or Peterborough. I've got another friend in Peterborough. So I wholeheartedly know where you're coming from in your boo. I just absolutely felt it. You know, I'm exactly the same. I don't think I'm like, yes, they're my friends and they're hardy friendships and all that, but like you say, I don't water them, attend to them and feed them. I just let them go their own way, kind of thing. But when I do meet up with these people or speak to them, I really realise how important they actually are to me. And I don't, the awful thing is, I'm not sure that they know that. That's the sad part of it. They probably don't realise it because I don't show it, and actions speak louder than words and all that. Anyway, I think this has inspired me to be a better friend, because, as you say, friendship is awesome, and that's all I've got to say. And now I hope I can upload this, or I will be very peed off.